different nations in virtually every aspect of our living, whether it be our banking or the environmental issues or any issue we can address. The political structure for this final one world government is already in place, and the politicians that are willing to promote and put it in place are in line. And what we're suggesting is that in Revelation 16, where we see the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, which have spirits that come out of their mouth leading the world to Armageddon, we're suggesting that just as the political aspect of the dragon is fully in place, just waiting for a few more historical events before this one world government is implemented, at the same time, the religious aspect of this dragon power is well about its business of bringing the world to Armageddon. And we want to give you just one illustration of this. And we're going to tell you a story about a myth in the American Indian history that has been well documented. It's several hundred years old. And we're going to show you how this is a New Age prophecy, not simply an American Indian prophecy, but that the ramifications of what's going on in the fulfillment of this prophecy are alarming in the sense that the conclusion of the fulfillment of this prophecy is very, very similar to the conclusions that Mary, the apparitions of Mary, are bringing to the Catholic world. We're going to find that the spirit that's guiding the dragon forces of the world, which no doubt there's more people that would fall in the category of spiritualism in the world than there is in Catholicism, the spirit that's guiding the dragon forces is leading them to the same place in history that the spirit that's guiding the papal beast of Revelation 16 through the apparitions of Mary. Now, brothers and sisters, Sister White says that the final movements will be rapid ones. And before we look at this American Indian prophecy and consider it, last year there was a special on television that identified some of the supernatural manifestations that are occurring around the world. And in one brief part of this secular program, they addressed an occurrence that took place in India in just a few days' time. And you have to call it a satanic miracle. There was no way to explain the phenomenon, and it was genuinely established. I mean, it took place in India, and it got to the extent that they closed down the stock market in India. They shut down the government because they realized it was going on, and you'll see what we mean just by this brief clipping.